Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
So the White House has decided the best way to deal with the problems of the Biden crime family is to bring out Joe Biden. Let him make some public appearances and get people to love him again. The problem is, it's not working so well for them. Just take a look at the last 24 hours. Well, what's happened? Biden has confused Iraq with Ukraine not once but twice in the last 24 hours alone. President Joe Biden, the White House said, mistakenly said Iraq when he meant Ukraine when talking about the war. On Tuesday night, he referred to the onslaught on Iraq at a fundraiser in Maryland. Wednesday morning, he obviously knew he screwed up on Tuesday night. He said Putin is clearly losing the war in Iraq. Two separate occasions in the last 24 hours where President Joe Biden apparently thinks that Iraq is at a war with Iran. Or maybe it's Russia, or maybe it's Ukraine. We're not really sure. It got bad to the point where Wednesday morning, a Biden spokesman with a group of reporters outside the White House before departing for another campaign event in Chicago, a reporter asked the president if he believed that Russian President Vladimir Putin had been weakened by the recent events in Russia, including an abortion rebellion by the leader of the Wagner mercenary group. It's hard to tell, Biden replied, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home, and he has become a bit of a pariah around the world. I wish I was joking. I'm not. That is your president of the United States of America.
To what extent has Vladimir Putin been weakened by recent events?
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home, and he has become a bit of a pariah around the world. It's not just NATO, it's not just the European Union, it's Japan, it's 40 nations.
40 nations, folks. I tell you what, this guy's losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home, Vladimir Putin. So there's a war going on in Iraq in the head of Joe Biden. Not once, but twice he said this. Because he said it at the fundraiser, right? Tuesday night at a fundraiser in Chevy Chase, Maryland, because they're bringing the fundraisers to D.C. instead of him going out on the road. Biden referred to Ukraine as Iraq when touting the unity of NATO in the aftermath of the Russian invasion. That according to the official White House transcript of his remarks. Quote, if anybody told you, and my staff wasn't so sure either, that we'd be able to bring all of Europe together in the onslaught on Iraq and get NATO to be completely united, I think they would have told you it's not likely. The one thing Putin counted on was being able to split NATO. And the point was, he hasn't been able to. The only problem is you just have the entire country wrong that you're talking about. Now, you may say this is a slip of the tongue, and last night you could have said that. But when you say it the way he said this morning, again, about Iraq, you have to worry about the cognitive decline of the president of the United States of America. And if you're not worried about it, then you're stupid. Because I will tell you this for sure. Those on the left are loving this cognitive decline of a president that doesn't even know that Vladimir Putin is not at war with Iran or Iraq or Saudi Arabia or anybody else in the Middle East. The war is with a neighboring country that used to be a part of the USSR, Ukraine. It's a little different. Now, let me also go back to something else that's happening. The media is trying to figure out how they can help this president while also having to report on the news and the corruption. We now have a montage that we can play for you of the media. And what they're trying to figure out is if they keep saying the same thing over and over again, will you start to believe them and repeat it yourself? The first thing they're trying to Jedi mind trick you on is this, that Hunter Biden really didn't get a sweetheart deal. This really wasn't a sweetheart deal, even though clearly this is a deal that no one else in America could get. Take a listen.
Hearing things from Republicans like sweetheart deal. Give us a reality check.
This is not some sweetheart deal.
Well, I don't think it was a sweetheart deal.
There's no indication that he's getting a special or a sweetheart deal.
So is this a sweetheart deal?
No, it's not.
So it does not appear that this is a sweetheart deal.
The idea of throwing around these terms about slap on the wrist and probation, traffic ticket, it's just not accurate.
They focus on this and say, oh, my God, two-tier standard of justice. He got a sweetheart deal. And you're like, guys, I mean, you just sound like morons.
Make sure that the American people understand that he's not being treated better or worse.
I've seen no reason to think he had any reason to tilt the field in favor of Hunter Biden.
That there was no home state favoritism here in Delaware.
Bending over backwards to not show any favor, even any appearance of favor, to the president's son.
You know what we've seen? A lot of pictures that show you what addiction does to somebody. And a lot of noise to distract from Trump.
Everything that has come out of what we've seen with the Republican attacks on the Biden crime family, it's all projection.
And the attic thing, it matters to me. It matters to me in the Hunter Biden analysis, okay? It does. This guy is not acting just as some wily, crafty guy who's trying to get away with things.
America can identify with kids who are addicted, who make bad mistakes.
Hunter Biden made.
You notice, by the way, across all platforms, they're all saying the same things. So at first, they're like, it's not a sweetheart deal. That didn't work. So they're like, all right, well, let's move on to addiction. You should feel sorry for him because of the addiction. And they're all rolling out the addiction play, right? He's an addict. It's not a real man trying to make millions of dollars, shaking down Chinese communist officials for $5.1 million here and another $5 million there. Not 10% for the big guy in Burisma and another $5 million there. No. This is none of that. You need to feel sorry for him because he's just a guy that's an addict.
It's very poor decisions in recent years, but he has not been charged criminally. There's been nothing has been found to be illegal with those poor decisions.
Thank you. So it's a poor decision now, right? You got to understand, we don't really need to put Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or any Biden in jail. It's just a poor decision. These are just poor decisions that were made. And of course he was going to make poor decisions because he's an addict and you should have compassion for that. Right? This goes back to that BS on The View. Anna Navarro is like, this is a love story about a father's love for his son. And I will only see it this way. I refuse to see this as compromising America. I refuse to see this as anything different than what I'm telling you it is. It's a beautiful love story. They actually said that on The View. It's a love story. And so the media is like, yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, let's see if that works. Let's just keep riding that horse and see where that takes us.
Can't name one crime that was committed.
He committed no crime with the gun.
If this wasn't Hunter Biden, it is likely he wouldn't have been prosecuted at all.
Feds wouldn't have brought this charge against somebody whose last name was not Biden.
If his last name was not Biden, I don't even think he would have been charged.
So there it is. It's actually, we're going hard on him, right? We're not going easy on him. We're going hard on him because of his last name, Biden. He's being persecuted for a gun crime. I love, by the way, in there, Chris Cuomo, he's like, he committed no crime with this gun. Yes, he did. He committed the crime of lying on the form to get the gun, which, by the way, I thought liberals were tough on gun crimes and tough on background checks, and they're the ones wanting to get rid of the loopholes. Well, not when it's one of ours. Chris Cuomo just looked at you and he said, well, he didn't commit a crime with a gun. Having the gun committed the crime. Lying on the form committed the crime. He was not allowed to own that gun. Let's be clear about that. And the media's like, well, we'll try that one up. Maybe we can convince people that he actually got a bad deal, not a sweetheart deal. People were hard on him because his last name was Biden. If you weren't the same last name as Biden, you wouldn't have gotten in charge of these crimes. We also know that's a lie. There are tons of African-Americans that have come out online, including lawyers representing African-Americans, some of them famous, who have said, we got years and years in prison for our clients for the same exact crimes or crimes that were in the same category, but less than. Right. We weren't accused of embezzling this much money or lying about millions on taxes. We were accused on it on this issue of 100,000 or 200 or whatever the number may be. OK, right. Like whatever it is. And we went to prison. Why the hell isn't he going to prison? Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. But keep listening to the media. They're all saying the same thing on all these different channels.
His name was Hunter Smith. He probably would not have been charged.
If his last name wasn't Biden, if he wasn't famous, I don't know that he would have been prosecuted at all.
If Hunter Biden's last name was Bidino, I don't know that he gets charges at all.
I think it's actually harsher than the treatment that a typical person would receive.
Based on what we have seen here, it seems like a more harsh disposition than most people would get.
So I actually think, you know, Biden's kind of getting the short end of the stick on this because it's such a high profile case.
He was probably more severely looked at. You know, he was treated differently, but he was treated differently to his detriment.
If anything, Hunter Biden has been charged a little bit more heavily than you would expect.
Right, right. So I guess what you're saying is it's possible that if there's a double standard, it's actually a standard against him.
If anything, they may have been leaning pretty far forward.
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love.
There it is. Wrapped in a bow for you at the very end with the psychos over at The View, Ana Navarro, right? It's really a story about a father's love. And then we're going to try to convince you that this guy is actually being picked on and you should feel sorry for him because his last name is Biden. Now, there's countless court cases, convictions, and examples of people who are, quote, high profile being charged with way more serious crimes than Hunter Biden has been charged with. Way more serious crimes by doing less than what Hunter Biden has done. But the part here that they also are lying to you about that you need to understand, okay, is this. Hunter Biden committed crimes far outside of what I just played for you. Okay? Hunter Biden committed crimes that make the crimes he was actually charged with a joke. You notice how none of them are talking about that. Him not filing, for example, as a foreign agent, major crime, wasn't charged with that. Him taking money from adversaries, suspicious activity reports, shaking down foreign governments, doing deals with people that you're not allowed to do deals with, funneling that money to 9 family members, having LLCs that basically are shell companies and nothing more, putting things on your taxes like joining a sex club and saying it's a golf membership, paying a prostitute and writing off her taxes saying she was a assistant in California when it was a prostitute, And they want you to believe that actually they were really mean to him, right? They were super, super mean to him. Now, let me also go back to the terrible week of bringing Joe Biden back out. Joe Biden did an event. Remember, he only does events during the day. He can't stay up at night, apparently. The New York Times says he's only the president really from noon to four. They don't do morning events for him. They don't do nighttime events for him. They just kind of keep it in the middle there so he can get his naps in. But I want you to just hear some of what Joe Biden had to say at some of these events. And you tell me if you think any of this is making sense to you. This was in Chicago.
But under the trickle-down economic theory, three-quarters of U.S. industries grew more consecrated. I'm thinking I didn't go to mass. They were moving to diminish competition.
The audience laughs awkwardly because it's awkward. Joe Biden bragged about meeting Xi Jinping alone 68 times, 68 hours, 68 times. He and I, right? Listen to how he explains that to you. This isn't a joke either.
I've long said, and I mean this, I was on the Tibetan Plateau with Xi Jinping. I traveled 17,000 miles with him. I've spoken with him more than any other head of state because it started when I was vice president. And President Hu was the president, and he was the vice president. We knew he was going to be successful. It was inappropriate for Barack to spend that time with him, but I spent a lot of time with him. I met alone with him, just he and I, and a simultaneous interpreter, 68 times, 68 hours, 68 times, more than 68 hours. By the way, I turned in all my notes. It's the God's truth. He asked me, we're in the Tibetan Plateau, and he asked me, he said, can you define America for me? I said, yes, in one word, and I meant it. Possibilities. Possibilities. We're a land of possibilities. And I told him it's never been a good bet to bet against America. Never. And I can honestly say I've never been more optimistic about America's future. I swear to God.
There's your campaign speech for you. So let's just go back through the things he said that are absurd. He said he traveled 70,000 miles with him. That's not true. I've spoken with him more than any other state because it started when I was vice president and President Hu was the president. Maybe that's true. And we know how much money that they've been sending to the Biden crime family. That actually would make sense, right? That actually implicates the president when he was the vice president with the shady deals he was doing with his son, the billions in loans, the millions of dollars coming from the Chinese Communist Party. I spent a lot of time with him. I met alone with him, just he and I, and a simultaneous interpreter 68 times. I don't believe that. Then he says 68 hours, 68 times, more than 68 hours. So he spent more than 70 hours with him one-on-one, just having conversations. And maybe that's what you have to do when you're compromised. Or maybe Joe Biden's just lying about all of it to cover it up, the crimes that he's, or maybe just making it up because he doesn't know what else to say on stage. But one thing's for sure, he's going back to that one line, right? It's always bad, I tell you, it's always bad to bet against America, right? He also wants you to know that Bidenomics are working in this country, even though inflation's at high time, all-time highs in our lifetime. Yeah, people that are suffering now can't afford basic food and groceries and necessities. Gas prices are getting back up there extremely high for the summer commutes and the vacations, right? But what does Joe Biden want you to believe? He wants you to believe this.
And guess what? Bidenomics is working.
There it is. Even though it's not, right? But who cares? If you say it, it must be true. Biden also said the less than a guy driving hit by a truck anyway knocked down a whole bridge. I wish I was joking, but I'm not. That's the actual transcript. Listen to this.
Less than a guy driving a truck hit knocked down a whole bridge and the whole block, four lanes of the highway.
If you're scratching your head right now, I'll play it for you again. This is the President of the United States of America Every world leader is saying this president say this statement, and you know they're laughing, going, we can do whatever the hell we want right now because this guy has no idea where he is or what he's saying.
Less than a guy driving a truck hit a, anyway, knocked down a whole bridge and the whole block, four lanes of the highway.
I don't even know what he's talking about. And I think most people don't know what he's talking about. In fact, I think all the people in the audience are probably sitting there grabbing each other's leg, right? And they're sitting, oh my gosh, this is a train wreck. What are we doing? Oh my gosh, this is happening right now. Oh my gosh. But this is what the president's talking about. David Jolly, by the way, on MSNBC, had this to say about Joe Biden making jokes about AIDS to counter voter concerns today. This is how, after all of these flubs that I just played for you in the last 24 hours, saying that, you know, Russia's in a war with Iran, here's how they're covering for them.
If Donald Trump is the nominee, which, of course, he is a prohibitive frontrunner right now, David, the NBC News poll is a mixed bag for the president. His approval is only at 43%. That's not enough to win a general election in most cases. But there is another 10% who only, quote, somewhat disapprove of Joe Biden, meaning they could play a major role in a potential Biden-Trump rematch if Trump is the nominee.
Sure, and I think to pick up where Jim left off, the other thing that decides elections is the contrast, and that's largely Jim's point. So Joe Biden in a generic poll, do you favor, unfavorable, what's your opinion of his handling the economy, foreign policy, whatever? Those numbers are important, and a campaign pays attention to them. You certainly want to be in the net positive. But square up Joe Biden against a Donald Trump or a Ron DeSantis and ask the American people, who do you trust to lead the nation for the next 4 years? Joe Biden promised to bring to the White House a presidency that was based on experience, reestablishing a steady hand in the White House, a presidency that reflected Americans' values, and that could show America that we could get past the irascible, unsteady, arguably dangerous era of Donald Trump's presidency. Joe Biden has delivered that to the American people, and that will be the case he makes, in contrast to either Donald Trump as the nominee again, or a youthful, inexperienced Ron DeSantis.
There's your closing argument from the little liberal media. That's their argument. Somehow this guy has American values and has done amazing things for you, even though every poll is saying the opposite. Every American's feeling the opposite of this. But they'll keep looking at you and they'll keep saying it until they think that it has convinced you that it's all okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement, because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you, and they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, or 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. I want to turn, by the way, to another story that's very important, and that is Anheuser-Busch has announced that apparently the chick that did the Mulvaney campaign, their head of like marketing, she's no longer, quote, with the company. Yeah, you think? And Anheuser-Busch decided they were going to do some damage control by getting back on Twitter. That just backfired in their face because everybody was taunting them and messing with them, right? They also had a tweet they deleted that said, "Go woke!" exclamation point from a little while back. They've deleted that tweet now because people were mocking them with that old tweet as well, which is even funnier. And then you had the Anheuser-Busch CEO. Now, this was stupid for him to take this long to do this interview, but he decided to do it. And it was a bad interview, by the way. He went on CBS Mornings. It was the safest place for him to go because Gayle King and them are not going to ask any tough questions, okay? They did ask him this question about Dylan Mulvaney. Now, to be clear, so you know, Dylan Mulvaney is the dude that has a penis that dresses like a chick that Anheuser-Busch put on a can, okay? So understand that. I want you to hear Anheuser-Busch's CEO, younger guy, Brennan Whitworth, and here's what he had to say about basically having no regrets about the decision literally to destroy Bud Light, and suggests that he would even do it again, which is a reason why I said from the beginning, unless they decide to come out and say, we screwed up and we're so sorry and we alienated our customers and we're never going to do it again, then don't believe any of their PR marketing with their Harley Davidson campaign or their 4th of July campaign or whatever the crap they try to do next, because they don't actually believe it. And that is exactly what happened today with the CEO. Listen.
Given the moment we're in, this moment in America with trans issues at the top of a Republican social or conservative political agenda, knowing what you know now, if you could go back, would you send this can to this one person again?
There's a big social conversation taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it. And it's not just our industry or Bud Light. It's happening in retail. It's happening in fast food. And so for us, what we need to understand is, deeply understand and appreciate, is the consumer and what they want, what they care about, and what they expect from big brands.
So this is a part of why you're getting it from all sides, because I asked you, would you do it again? And people on the trans rights side of things, supporting that community, want you to say, yes, of course, we want that fortitude. And people on the right would criticize you for saying yes. So where are you on the issue? I mean, was this a mistake?
You know, Bud Light has supported LGBTQ since 1998. So that's 25 years. And as we've said from the beginning, we'll continue to support the communities and organizations that we've supported for decades. Mm-hmm. But as we move forward, you know, we want to focus on what we do best, which is brewing great beer for everyone, listening to our consumers, being humble and listening to them, making sure that we do right by our employees, take care and support our partners, and ultimately make an impact in the communities that we serve.
All right. So to be clear, I guess he's saying they do it again, right? He has no regret about the decision to destroy Bud Light. He has no regrets about basically working with Mulvaney. He makes it clear that they're still standing by what they believed in the day that they did the deal with Mulvaney, a dude with a penis dressed like a chick. And they're still a cutting edge company that he's going to run into the ground. What's even funnier than that is the fact that CBS News actually asked him another question. And a lot of people don't know this. Brennan Whitworth was actually a CIA employee at one point in his career before he went to Bud Light and collapsed Bud Light. And I want you to hear how they asked him about that. It's hysterical.
We should point out that you're a former United States Marine, and you were also at the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA.
Correct.
So you know a little bit about stress.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
Just a little bit.
How did you go from the CIA to Anheuser-Busch?
You know, I thought the highest calling that anybody can have is serving the country. But for, you know, personal reasons, made the decision after 8 years in service of the country to move into business. I worked for PepsiCo for a number of years, and I came here 10 years ago, and I've been in this position for 2 years.
You still like this job?
I love this job, and I love the company.
Uh-huh.
And it really is, as I mentioned, an American institution. And it's really, to me, one degree of separation away from the United States, the American flag. And so even though I'm not serving the country anymore, I still feel like I have an opportunity to support the country. And that's exactly what Anheuser-Busch gives us the opportunity to do.
And you're feeling you'll get through this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in other words, the American flag we'll talk about, and we're happy to bring up his service to America when it's convenient. I found that aspect of this a little bit condescending to the audience. Like, I found what he just said there just a little bit like in your face. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you're now going to go from Dylan Mulvaney to, oh, let's talk about your service to America. And you're one step away from serving your country while being at Anheuser-Busch. No, you're not. Like, I have no problem with people that make money. I love capitalism. I love working hard and making money. I don't mind whatever this guy's making. But don't sit there and then use your service to America to cover your AWS for a terrible business decision, which was to change your brand and alienate the redneck South, right? The fratty, I'm using their words, the fratty image of Bud Light by giving a customized Bud Light can in the wake of women. Remember, this wasn't even gay pride when they did this. This was for women's women's month, whatever the hell they called it. Mulvaney was saying when they did the can, like, this is for women's empowerment month or whatever. So they're now also telling you that they believe a dude with a chick is a woman. He was also asked how they're handling the massive drop in sales and people shooting Bud Light cans with guns, right? Because the fratty people are doing that. Yes, we are, by the way, and it's really fun. Listen.
And I think the fact remains that millions and millions of consumers enjoy Bud Light each and every day.
But
and
they're still mad, though, Brendan, because the sales have dropped. How are you handling that? I mean, as CEO, I want to know what this has been like for you. When you've had so much vitriol on all sides, your sales are dropping. People, you know, we have people firing guns at Bud Light cans. I mean, it's just gotten really off the chain, crazy.
Yeah.
So how are you?
By the way, just so Gail King knows, and I just think it's important that I tell her this, it is not off the chains to shoot Bud Light cans. When you go shooting, especially when you're outdoor, you're shooting at something. And a lot of times, I mean, when I was growing up, we would shoot because we go to Walmart. We buy a case of Barbasol cans to shoot at because they were so cheap. That's the shaving cream. They would explode, and it was awesome. Then I remember buying Big K 3-liter bottles at Kroger and Big K 12 packs or 24 packs and shaking them up and then shooting them like skeet because it was so cheap. This idea that it's off the chains that people are shooting Bud Light is again, shows you the disdain, okay, and the lack of understanding of the fratty South as they would condescendingly talk about us. They don't understand middle America, and they don't want to. They just want to look down on it. And I want you to hear the CEO of Anheuser-Busch saying this, and watch how quickly he says it, okay, about the massive sales drops and the people shooting the Bud Light cans.
Grappling with that, handling that.
I think it's the impact, honestly, on the employees that weighs most on me. But again, as I mentioned, seeing the pride and the commitment that they have working on behalf of a 165-plus-year-old American institution is what gives us energy as we look to move forward and focus on what we do best.
So you're supposed to feel sorry for Anheuser-Busch for doing this, even though they haven't said they're sorry to you, even though they haven't said they alienated you and they screwed up, even as they're given an opportunity to say, yeah, we wouldn't do this again. It was just a bad decision, a bad choice by these marketing people who are no longer with the company. No, that's not it. Now, if you want to know who's to blame, CBS News was helping out Anheuser-Busch. they believe that this CEO is a hero because he stayed with it and stuck with it and isn't flinching and is still there at Anheuser-Busch and hasn't quit, gone home and cried. So he's somehow the hero in all this. And then if you want to know who they blame, it's Republicans. It's conservatives. Listen.
Any people in your position, Mr. Wentworth, would be running for the hills at this point. Because since April, you all have faced a lot of incoming. How and why did it go so off the rails? Because that certainly wasn't your intention when you did one can to one person.
It's been a challenging few weeks. And I think the conversation surrounding Bud Light has moved away from beer, and the conversation has become divisive. And Bud Light really does.
By the way, who did that? Who moved it away from beer? Right? Anyone want to talk about that? Who moved the conversation away from beer? Right? This has really moved away from beer, as he described it. Well, they did. They're the ones that moved away with this woke agenda, trying to get you to believe, okay, that somehow you should want to drink beer with a dude with a penis dressed like a chick, telling you that you are that this dude with a penis is a woman when we all know it's not a woman. And if you don't believe it, then you're some sort of bigot or racist or homophobe or xenophobe, whatever you want to call it, right? The LGBTQ community, activist community will come after you. So Bud Light is now mad that they decide to have a conversation that had nothing to do, okay? It had nothing to do. I'm going to say it again. It had nothing to do with beer. And now they're saying it's sad and unfortunate that we're having this conversation that deals with beer or outside of beer. You the ones that decide to do this, sir. Nobody else put a gun to your head and said, hire a dude and promote a dude with a penis who acts like a woman during Women's Month.
Doesn't belong there. Bud Light should be all about bringing people together. And there's been impact on the business, and I think that's publicly covered on Bud Light specifically.
Yeah, so what was your intention? Take us to the beginning. What was your intention? What were you all trying to do here? And you've done this before, these promotional campaigns.
Yeah, it was, just to be clear, it was a gift, and it was one can. But for us, you know, as we look to kind of the future and we look to moving forward, we have to understand the impact that it's had. And like I said, you know, that impact has taken place.
But by the way, the idea that he says it was a gift and it was one can, it was not a gift in one can. It was pushing an ideology. It was demanding that America bow and change its core beliefs to believe that a woman is the same as a man with a penis if he just wants to dress up like a woman. They did this themselves. After this interview, I feel even better about what's happened to the company. I hate it for the distributors. I hate it for the people that work there. But this CEO, like, if the distributors are smart, they would be demanding a new CEO. After watching this interview, it didn't make anything better. It made things worse. And if you're a shareholder, by the way, of Anheuser-Busch, you should be enraged by what they're doing with your money and your hard-earned investments. Right now, by the way, Budweiser now is down 1.11% since this interview took place. So it's costing them real money. It's costing them, we're talking about $111 billion is where we have the valuation right now of shares that have been traded just after this announcement happened. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts
of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.